And welcome back to Reaction Cast. It's your host Jesus, aka Tyrant Dominus, here to bring you another television review. This time around, we're going to be talking about the anime How a Realist Hero Rebuilt the Kingdom. It's one of those shows where it's based off a light novel, so that's why you get this ridiculous kind of long name that kind of just tells you the plot of the story. Simply put, it's your another like isekai, but in this one you don't get your like overpowered main character. You get a very interesting portrayal of a realist. Before we kind of get into, like, you have to understand there's, when it comes to ideals and stuff like that and like realism, there's always been this idea of how people's thoughts are portrayed when in discussions or during actions. Like there's more than these two, but it's kind of what this show portrays. Either you're an either you're a realist or an idealistic person. Like for me myself, I'm more of a realistic kind of person, so I kind of see things like, yes, this is how things are gonna end up. I can be idealistic sometimes and be hopeful and stuff, but for the most part, I'm more of a realist. So this was a fun show to watch from depending on different perspectives. Now you're not gonna get like so many crazy action scenes and stuff. There is a couple, but this is not that type of show. How a Realist Hero Rebuilt the Kingdom. We're going to just call this The Realist Hero for now, to shorten it up a little bit. It follows the tale of Kazuya Soma, as he is, you know, sucked into another world. And once again, it's this medieval fantasy world. Just right after a time when he's basically kind of lost the last member of his family. His parents passed away when he was young, and the last member of his family was his grandfather. And his grandfather passing these ideals to him of, you know, finding yourself a family and things like, you know, and kind of that's when you want to work towards this, that's what individuals work hard for, is to provide for your families and stuff like that. And it kind of then throws you into your common like isekai thing, the kingdom king, like, yeah, we need you to, you would think it's like, oh, we need you to save the kingdom, you defeat the demon lord and all that stuff. But no, he's kind of being used as a hostage situation where he's like, yeah, we're giving you to the Empire to kind of pay off some debt. There's a lot of things that plot-wise in there, I'm not going to spoil in there, but it's like, okay, that kind of sucks. All right, interesting. That's a little different, but all right. Let's see where this goes. And Kazuya kind of goes into this like very... Like he like it's like one of the normal things. He's not a high school student. I think he's in later years, in his college years, and he has an idea of what he wants to do. He kind of wanted to be a civil servant, and a lot of things when going into education, depending on where you're going, I don't know their educational system and what they are looking into, but the way he's portrayed in this, he seems like he's done a lot of studying in a lot of the governmental work and stuff like that. So he kind of, you know, puts himself out there like, hey, you owe a lot of money to the Empire. I can help you with that. I know how to do it. Like, let me help you pay off the debt so you don't have to like sell me out, you know? And I'm like, okay. So he kind of like, after like doing this like very interesting discussion with the king, going back and forth, it just kind of, you know, right? And then he started doing the financial work and all this craziness. He ends up being the impromptu king, apparently. The king says like, oh, you're doing a better job than I am, you know. you be king, yeah, you know what you're doing. Like, okay, what? Even he's like, he doesn't know what he's doing. So you got this tale of, like, you would think it's a tale of him helping the king do everything and try to repair the kingdom and kind of what the financial issue, because outside what's happening in the kingdom, your base kind of story is happening. Some strange event happened in the northern country that it has demons invading and stuff like that, but you don't really get too heavy into that plot. It's more of dealing with a lot of like issues within the kingdom and around the kingdom and things like that, like the people and stuff like that. And it's one of those kind of stories that if you're not very like intrigued with like world building in kind of this like civil sense, it's not very enjoyable for a lot of people. For me, it's kind of one of the few shows that are types of shows that I enjoy watching, because I don't really like, I do enjoy the like smash slash overpowered fireball stuff, but you can enjoy some of these like simple, like very like talky shows where there's a lot of, I literally forgot the word. I always forget the word when I'm ever talking about exposition. There it is. When there's shows about like a lot of exposition, talking about things like that. And for sure, this show is exposition heavy, even though there's like a lot of things in there that like you can get a lot of like action scenes out of it. And you do. There are episodes where, because like I said, you're talking about a medieval country, like your classic like medieval world. So there's, you're running a country, and during medieval times you have to fight other countries and stuff like that, so you do get all these really interesting scenes later, but it's just like you have to get through some of these other episodes to the build up and stuff. And for the most part, the cast that they bring along isn't your classic, like there's not too much of your classic harem style characters when you basically get like these isekais. There it kind of does build on that a little bit. There is like a harem input in there, but it's not too heavy, and they don't like super impose it. Like there's not too much fan service in here, and it's like it's very like very subtle, and it's like okay it's not like really like in your face like normal fan service when it comes to these when it comes to isekai harem style stuff. It's very subtle, simple, and there's a reason for stuff like that. Like they give like subtle reasons, stuff like that. And like the rest of the supporting cast is like really fun. Some of the other kingdoms and why they do stuff the way they do is great. Like it's, for me, this show, for what it was, it's one of the more entertaining like exposition isekais, where I love these like medieval like council stuff happening in the background, like how to deal with the people. Like there's not a lot of shows that kind of do that often, that do it right. Like when it comes to like some military shows or like isekais animes that do it, like there's one that do it well, and this one has a little bit more action to it, would be like Tanya the Evil. That one does a really fantastic job blending military exposition with war scenes and a lot of action sequences and stuff like that. I think that's one of the better versions where you can do this blend of exposition, world building, and having like action and a plot in the background. This one's a little bit more exposition heavy, but there's a lot of heart in this one for sure. I would say that's what one of the best things about this is, like they do a decent enough good job of putting some heart into the character, and you kind of feel for Kazuya, and it's not like just like meant to be forced to make you feel with him. It's like very over time, like okay, you know, and you can feel him like getting used to the rest of the world and stuff like that. There's a few things that I wish they did a little bit better. Would be like, there's a 12 episode thing. There's a few, like a little over half a dozen characters you have to kind of follow, and I wish they did a little bit more character building with certain characters. And they do kind of like snippets here and there, like the in-betweens kind of give you like character descriptions, stuff like that, which I could see why they did it, but I wish they did a little bit more character interactions to kind of build characters, things like that. It does feel like this is going to turn into another season. When and where it's going to happen, I don't know. But it was still, for now, it's for the first, was it 12 or 13 episodes? I'm trying to remember now. For whatever it was, if either it was a dozen or a baker's dozen, it did a decent job for what it tried to do. And if it was, I'm not sure how well adapted it was. Like I said, I always talk about the anime for the show and not the source material, unless I've read it, and then I'll put a little tidbit of it. Besides that, I always judge the anime for the show that was presented to me. For what was presented to me, I want to give this one a solid 8, actually. I was going to give it a 7, but I felt like this one's a great anime in the sense where it had, like I said, there's a lot of moments where you just felt for him, and you could see character development with him. And the supporting cast is actually reasonably enjoyable to like watch when they interact with the main character. And some of the plot and world building they're doing is like really good, and I'm looking forward to what they'll do with part 2, if there's a part 2, because they still kind of have to deal with the demons and stuff, and that was never really handled in this season, so you know, you got all that happening, and you still got a bunch of other countries, you know, there's a lot happening in here. Like this season 1 dealt with a lot of just like internal stuff and things like that, and some of the other members of the Dukes and stuff like that, and it's like, all right, it's like, it's that enjoyable where it's all like in-house stuff, but there's still a whole world they can work with, and they've hinted a lot of it. And I'm giving it an 8 because it has potential for more, and that's what I'm hoping for season 2, because I'm gonna give a little bit more like critical thinking when it comes to season 2, because they have to really add on to what was happening here and all the story plots that they built up to get to the next level. But like, I did enjoy it, and it was fun to watch, and I'm gonna give this one a 7. An 8. I'm gonna give this an 8. I hope the best for this series and the company that is producing it. Who is producing this company? It's licensed by Funimation. Did I not know who is? Oh, it doesn't list. Oh, there's 13 episodes. I do not see the name of the company that is. Is that it? Mighty Media? It might be Mighty Media. It's being licensed by Mighty Media and Funimation. I'm not sure. I wish they told me the production company. Well, I wish the best for them. I hope for more. It looks like it's still being currently run. Is it the original run from 2014 2016? I don't know. Okay. And the light novel series, light novel. Okay. I don't know. So yeah, let me know what you guys thought, if you guys thought about this show. It was one of the weird ones for sure. The title is funky. Let me know what you guys thought about the anime. Like I said, you can always follow me on Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. And post that. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can leave a comment down below. So, until next time, see ya.